This is Jerry Lanska, back with the Anointed Nachos podcast. We are in the Armor of God series, and I hope you're enjoying it. I hope you're understanding a little bit more that we do not fight flesh and blood, but we need to put on this armor of God to fight the enemy, principalities and powers that are against us in this life. We need to understand that there's spiritual forces against us, and with this armor, we can defeat the enemy. The Lord gave us supernatural weapons for our warfare. We are in a war with the enemy, and we can live victorious when we do what the Word of God says. See, we're not automatically protected and blessed and everything's perfect just because we're saved. We are blessed because we live by faith, because we believe the Word. We do what the Word says. We take actions. So let's do that. Let's study this. Let's get into the armor of God, shoes of peace, part two. Let's talk about the gospel shoes. They bring stability and mobility. Ephesians talks about that when the enemy attacks, we need to stand against his schemes. God also wants us to take territory. When the enemy attacks our family and our kids, those who need help, we say, not on my watch. We can get into battle. You know, the Word talks about interceding, praying for others. Like, we can go into battle for other people. We need to have peace. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 through 4, it says, "You will keep in peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Trust in the Lord always, for the Lord God is the eternal rock." God will keep us in perfect peace. Without God, we might have a little peace. We might have like a band-aid of peace, but God keeps us in his perfect peace. How do we trust in the Lord? When we pray, just don't say things like, "I don't know what is going on. I don't know what to do. How am I going to make it?" That's not trusting in the Lord. You're putting thoughts into your fears. It would be better to pray like this. We don't have to have all the answers, but here's what we would say instead. "Lord, thank you that the answer is coming to me soon in the name of Jesus. Your wisdom and Holy Spirit show me what to do. I thank you for helping me through this situation. It's tough. I know that you're always with me and you're faithful to me though." So see the difference? We're not in freak out mode, wondering what's going on, thinking we're not going to make it. We don't know what the end result might be. It might look scary in the natural, but we speak, we believe that God is with us, that he has a perfect peace for us, and it comes when our thoughts are fixed on him. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7 says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard our hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." We talked about the breastplate of righteousness, which protects our heart. Guard your heart above all other things. Like, it's the most vital organ, most vital part of our body, in our spiritual body as well. And his peace guards our hearts. It's one more thing to guard our heart. Tell God what you need and thank him for what he has done. So that is a key right there. We need to remind God the things that he's already done for us. Like, "Thank you, Lord, for dying for me on the cross, for shedding your blood that I can be saved. Thank you for taking sickness upon yourself on the cross so I can live in health here on the earth now, today." We tell him those things. We're building up our faith, speaking things, speaking the word, pull up scriptures that talk about these things and just read them, speak them, and believe it. And then you'll experience God's peace when we thank him for all he has done. So we also need to be giving thanks. "Thank you, Lord, for what you did. Thank you, Lord, that I had a great day. Thank you, Lord, that this person got back with me. You know, I was worried about this. I put my cares upon you, Lord, and you took care of me. Thank you for always being faithful. So just be in a constant state of thanksgiving. When something good happens to you, just thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I got home safe. Thank you, Lord, that I got blessed at work today. Like, just constantly thank the Lord for all the good things. And even when you're going through tough times, thank the Lord that He's going to get you through. God will give you a peace that this world cannot give. It's an inner peace for our soul. John chapter 14, verse 27 says, I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. So chasing after things in the world, listening to others, there might be some good advice, but man, the Holy Spirit and the Word of God is the best advice you're going to have for getting in God's peace and in His love. Something the world cannot give. The things you have, the places you go, it feels good. It's a feeling, it's a temporary thing. But an inner peace in your soul, something only the Lord Jesus can give you. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 through 15 says, since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, making allowance for each other's faults, and forgive anyone who offends you, that the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. There again, we're to live at peace with all people as much as possible and always be thankful. Those two seem to go hand in hand. We need to be thankful and grateful, not prideful. And peace will come, and it's gonna be awesome. We need to live in forgiveness too. It's a huge part of having peace. Not just with others, but for your own spirit and your soul. Forgiveness affects you when you choose not to live in it. Unforgiveness is a root of bitterness. It's going to get in your heart and your soul. It's going to just twist you. It'll make you irritable. It's just going to drive you crazy. We need to forgive because the Word says, because Jesus forgave us our sins. He took us from the darkness and brought us into His glorious light. Out of hell, coming into heaven, He forgave us. With such an amazing, amazing power that He has, with something so amazing, being forgiven to be able to come to heaven. Don't you think that we should put aside little differences, little squabbles that we have with other people? Like, put that away. Just forgive quickly. Get those things out of your heart. We need to bring the gospel of peace to the world. It's one reason we have feet and putting on these shoes of peace. We bring the gospel to the world. So this armor of God is not just for fighting the enemy. It is for standing strong. It is for mobility. It's for advancing the kingdom. We are attacking the enemy as we go, but we are coming towards people to bring reconciliation to others, unto God, and teaching people about Christ. Let's look at Romans 10, verse 15. And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. We bring the gospel of peace, and we're moving, we're advancing, we're walking, we're being sent. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, it says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. Be ready in season and out of season. That means sometimes you don't have weeks to prepare an amazing message and lesson to teach somebody something. You just are put in a situation and here's a hurting person and you need to talk to them and share the love of Christ with them. You need to have some things inside of you to be able to speak. Let the Holy Spirit use you and speak life into those hurting around you. Bring peace to them. Isaiah 52 verse 7 says, "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the messenger who brings good news, the good news of peace and salvation, the news that God of Israel reigns." And Matthew chapter 5 verse 9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." When you walk into a troubled situation, it should become better when you step into it. We are to be peacemakers. We bring the peace of God into a situation, into a room, into a family, into a hurting couple, into a workplace, wherever you are. Bring the gospel of peace with you when you walk into that place. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 16 says, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you his peace at all times and in every situation." That's right, you can have peace in every situation. Imagine Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in the fiery furnace and Jesus was walking with them. They're literally in a fire and they have peace because God is walking with them. He's protecting them, he's leading them out of the fire. So you can have peace in your situation, no matter how hard, no matter how dark something seems. God will give you a peace. It doesn't matter what we see with our eyes. Our eyes do not give us peace with what we see. We have a peace because the Lord Jesus is living on the inside of us. His Holy Spirit is stirring our spirit up and making our soul at peace. Have you ever seen a lack of peace paralyze someone? Has it ever paralyzed you? We'll just talk about Peter walking out on the water. As soon as he looked at the situation around him and took his eyes off Jesus, that's when he began to sink. Do you have turmoil on a job or with your kids, with the parents or family members? The paths that we walk on sometimes are not the smoothest roads, but we need to keep our focus on Jesus, and then we will maintain that peace. Psalms 119 verse 165 says, "Those who love your instructions have great peace and do not stumble." We need to love the Word of God. Love reading it. Love getting into it. You know, if you're in a situation right now where you haven't read the Word on a weekly or daily basis at least, you'll be hungry for the things that you set your mind on, that you dive into. You know, the more you partake of something, the more you eat of something, the more hungry you get for it. That's the way it works. So get the Word of God in. Start reading it. Even if you feel like you want to do something else, just keep getting in the Word, because it's your flesh that doesn't want you in the Word. Let's just say that. Your spirit wants it. It craves it. It desires it. So when you keep feeding your spirit more than your flesh, you're going to be excited. The Word's going to come alive. You're going to want more of it. And then it will bring peace when you start loving it. Psalms 119, 105 says, "The Word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path." Here again, here's our feet. We can't walk straight. We can't find the right path for our life without the Word of God. The Word of God will lead and guide our feet, and we'll walk in peace with the shoes of peace. Luke chapter 1, verse 78 through 79 says, "Because of God's tender mercy, the morning light from heaven is about to break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide us to the path of peace." So the Lord gives us peace. We put on these shoes. We know that we love the Word of God, and we're walking to bring peace to other people and the situations around us, the storms. Just live and walk in peace. How do we apply this to our lives? The devil tries to steal our peace and tries to get us to live in fear and make decisions based off those fears. Fear is the opposite of faith. And that is where the enemy wants to keep us, looking at our situations and not looking at Jesus, where our help comes from. we will go off course and sink without the peace of God. When there is chaos in your life, disruptions, things going uneasy, learn to stand your ground. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Pray prayers of faith. And always give thanks to the Lord for leading you to the path of peace. Let me pray for you right now. Lord, I thank you for my listeners here, hearing your word. We're digging into hearing more about how you bring us peace for our spirit and our soul, that no matter what we go through, we can look upon you, speak the word over our situations, and we will have peace. Thank you, Lord, that you made it this way, that you don't take away every storm out of our life, but we face the storms and we can have peace. We can be protected and guided and brought through those storms and to the calm on the other side of the storm. And you're always faithful. You always get us through all the tough things that we go through in life. We give you all the honor and praise in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm so excited about the armor of God. There's so many parts, so many things to talk about, and it's all vital. It's all things we can just learn and do and see our lives improve immediately. So until next time, thank you for listening. God bless you. Anointed nachos, stuck in all the